In the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verse 15, Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" I bet if I were to ask each of you the question, what or who do the "these" refer to in this sentence, there'd be several different answers given. What exactly does Jesus mean here? Is Jesus asking Peter if Peter loves Jesus more than Peter loves these fish because they were laying all around? Does he love Jesus more than he loves fishing? Is Jesus asking Peter if he loves Jesus more than he loves the disciples? Or is Jesus asking Peter if he loves Jesus more than the other disciples love Jesus? Those are our options. And I think Jesus is getting Peter to deal with his heart with this last option. Because previously Peter had said, "Even if all of these run away, I will lay down my life for you. You can count on me, Jesus. I love you more than these guys love you." And this goes on for three times. And each time John responds to Jesus with, "Lord, you know I love you. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." That's a brave statement, isn't it? Peter is confident of his own love for Jesus, and he appeals to the omniscience of Jesus. Peter doesn't say, "Look at all the things that I've done for you, Jesus," but instead he says, "Jesus, you know this. Jesus, you are the only one who can look into my heart. You know my mind and my will, and you know that I love you." But there may be something more going on here than Jesus just making sure Peter loves him. You'll notice that in verse 17, it says that Peter was grieved because Jesus asked him the third time. And in this third questioning, Jesus switches to a different verb for love. We've discussed this before, that in the Greek language, there are different words for love that carry different shades of meaning. And Jesus has been asking Peter, "Do you agape love me?" And Peter has been responding by saying, "You know that I phileo love you." Well, what are we to make of that? Is there any significance to the switching of verbs? Isn't agape love supposed to be a higher form of love than phileo love? Well, it can be used in that way. However, John has used agape and phileo interchangeably. John tells us that God agape loves his son and also phileo loves his son. You'll notice that in this talk, Jesus is going to use two different words for sheep. John used several different words for fish in the previous story. But I don't want to discount the possibility of Jesus switching purposefully to this other word because I do think Jesus is getting Peter to deal with and confess the true state of his heart and mind. But here is what we can know for sure. Jesus truly does know Peter's heart, and he knows your heart and mine. So we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to be honest with Jesus. There's no point in hiding from this because we would just be lying to ourselves. You cannot fool God about the condition of your heart. You can try and convince yourself, fool yourself, but you cannot fool God. The other thing that we know for sure is that Jesus is restoring Peter in this encounter. It's no coincidence that there are around a charcoal fire, and Jesus asked this question three times. The last time a charcoal fire was burning, Peter denied Jesus around that fire three times. And I think that's the major thing that grieves Peter's heart when Jesus asked him this third time, "Do you love me?" It finally dawned on Peter what Jesus was doing with him. So here's what I want us to see in this scene. Jesus forces this conversation. He forces Peter into this position. But he does so not to humiliate Peter in a bad way, but to show Peter the depth and fullness of his forgiveness and love. Jesus was restoring Peter back into fellowship with himself. And he does the same with us. When we sense God's conviction in our lives, don't run from it, because it is designed to lead us into the restorative joy of fellowship with Jesus. When you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Haya Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.